Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we talk about the war on Americans for just a bit? There's some scary stuff going on in the world, folks. I'm not sure how much you're aware of it. I think you're pretty in tune. You're obviously listening to this show. And I don't mean that as a compliment to me. I mean you're off the mainstream media path. Now, I bring more probably entertainment than I do news, but I think that we do a pretty good job of at least exposing you to stuff. And I have to tell you, the more research I do about stuff, the more I'm convinced I wouldn't want to live in the world that I see 50 or 100 years from now without us intervening. And there are parts of me that wonder, can you stop it? I think one of the only ways to stop it is the United States has to have true leadership that says enough is enough. And even with that, some of these things are going to keep on going down the road. AI, for example, artificial intelligence. Let me play a clip of Klaus Schwab speaking about the evolution of AI. This is going to blow your mind if you haven't seen it. Check this out.
So technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But then the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You already know the results. You know what it's going to be. Why do you need to even bother to vote? In that regard, China's been way ahead of the curve. Why even let the people vote? Just put the person in charge you want. Let the high mucky mucks decide how the world is going to run. And you people, just go live your lives with your social credit systems and all the other things. And we'll tell you if you're a good person or a bad person, if you go to jail or not go to jail. And there will be no dissent. There will be no alternative news, alternative thought. How many movies can you think about? I can think about Divergent, where they killed all the people who didn't fit into a category, the people who could think and see differently and went, wait a minute, we're not factions, we're not put into these categories, we're not a bunch of intersectionality here, white, black, rich, poor, fat, thin, you know, black, white, whatever, gay, straight. We're not that. What about Minority Report? We talk about going from predictive power, from digital power, what he called analytical power, to predictive power, which is Minority Report, to prescriptive power, which is more Minority Report, where they say, we know what you're going to do, we predict your behavior, and we're going to give you the prescription. So, Kevin, we think you might kill somebody, so you're going to go to jail. This literally is a thought police. This is a man who believes that the power of artificial intelligence will become such that you don't even need to think for people to think. You're going to know what to do. And by the way, don't miss this little point. They're going to be massaging you into that thought process. For example, what are they massaging you right now? Hunter Biden, Renaissance man. He didn't do anything wrong. Hunter Biden, he never did anything wrong. Hunter Biden's a straight guy. He's a good guy. You don't believe that has an influence on you? Donald Trump, he's a bad guy. Look at all these indictments. Donald Trump indictments. More indictments coming for Donald Trump. There's right now, as I'm speaking to you, there is another indictment pending for Donald Trump. They're waiting for it. And Donald Trump's waiting for it. He's like, woo, bring on another indictment. Give me another bump in the polls. Klaus Schwab, I wonder if your predictive behavior is really working with respect to the targeting of Donald Trump. How's that working out for you? Predictive behavior. They believe that's playing God. See, there's this thing, there's some schools of thought in religion. Some people say that you have choices. and that, you know, God gives you free will and you can do whatever you want. And other people say God knows every idea, every detail of your life, or it's already been predicted. Okay, take anyone you want, but here's what I will tell you. If the government believes that it can do predictive modeling, I think it's playing God. It's gone from playing daddy, from big brother to daddy to God, all in my lifetime. I remember being referred to as big brother and going, ooh, they're watching you. And then it became daddy where I said, oh, you think those are your kids? Those aren't your kids. I'll prove it to you. I'll take them from you. Yo, your kid wants a sex reassignment surgery at age 5 and you don't want to give it to him? What are you going to do? Boom, I'll pull your kids from you. And now it's going to God. Kevin, your vote doesn't need to count. Government played God in the 2020 election. It decided it was going to negate the votes of 75 million people by pretending that 81 million voted for a clown, and you're going to be okay with it. And in fact, it's going to cover itself by giving you January 6th, which, oh, conveniently, all the data has been destroyed. I wonder if an AI algorithm got in here and destroyed that. Why do we need elections, is what Klaus Schwab said. It will come to the point where we have predictive models that will not necessitate the need for elections because we already know who we want to put. You think they're ready to get there through AI? They've already gotten there. And why do you think they want everybody to vote? They want universal mandatory voting like they have in Australia so they can then control the vote. Why do you think they don't want money? Physical money. They want digital currency so they can control the money. Why do you think they want smart meters so they can control your electricity? Everything these people do is about control. Wow. Is that scary stuff? I mean, whistleblowers all over the place in the medical establishment. And by the way, predictive control, AI, when we come back, I'm going to show you how they want to do the same thing with how they control your behavior. There are things out there where they say, this is what we want people to start doing. And if you don't do it, we have a way to make you do it. When I play this clip for you, I don't know if it's going to blow your mind or if it's just going to reinforce what you already know. And I don't want you to get scared. I don't. I want you to get fired up. Act.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA. IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are in the midst of a war. I'm not talking about the war of left versus right here in America. That is a war. But compared to the bigger war, it's a battle. Now, it contributes to the war, the bigger war. This left versus right, this sanity versus insanity. Well, insanity versus sanity if we say left versus right. Because we are the sane ones. It's people that we haven't elected who are pulling the strings on this war. And I'm going to tell you something. They don't care about us. They don't care about what we think. In fact, what they try to do is manipulate what we think, and they've gotten good at it. And you've got to be very slick. And the reason why they don't educate kids is they don't want these kids to understand how to critically think. They don't want people to see through the ruse, an obvious ruse. The reason why these people want to be in charge is very simple. They believe themselves to be better than we are, to be smarter than we are. Why? They got more money. Think about it. You've had money for generations. People have been catering to you. You get a false sense of bravado, security. You really think you are somebody because people are treating you special. Look, I've seen it. I've been with billionaires. The way they get treated. You lose touch with reality. You are but an ordinary person. Do you realize that without your adornment, without your private jet, without your Ferrari, without your $5,000 suits, etc., people don't know you. It's rare that you get into that strata where you're just well known. Think about Bill Gates. What's Bill Gates known? Bill Gates invented a technology. He bought it and improved it and got smart people to improve it for him. And he became a billionaire. What's he known for? Bill Gates is a billionaire. That's what you know him for. Is he the brightest guy? Technologically, he was smart at one point, but that doesn't... Could he... I don't know. There are many things I know Bill Gates can't do. Go put him on Naked and Afraid and see how long Bill Gates lasts. Put any of these elites out in the wilderness by themselves for a month and see how long they last. You come pick up carcasses within the first week. They can't start a fire. They can't do anything by themselves. They have to have all the implements. And in fact, if they don't have somebody doing it for them, they don't even know how to act. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play this clip. This is a guy speaking about what's happening with food. And it's mind-blowing. But he covers a lot of stuff. And I don't want you to get scared, but I want you to be aware. I'm going to say this. Look at the package of your food very carefully going forward. I think you will after you hear this clip.
I worked in the United States Senate Environment and Public Works Committee back in, it was 2007, the UN came out with their big agricultural report where they said that cow emissions were more harmful to the planet than all the trains, planes, and automobiles combined. And this was the beginning or the acceleration of going after the global food supply. And what happened in that, in the interim time, is there's all sorts of people in Hollywood, people like, Nicole Kidman pushing insect eating, with Vanity Fair actually like eating live insects, which I never understood where the animal rights people were with pushing that. We're seeing this madness spread everywhere now. In Ireland, they're going to cull 200,000 cows over 3 years to meet the net zero climate goals. Germany, this is their German newspaper, the Daily Bild, one sausage per month, according to the government's new proposal with the German Nutritional Society. This is real. It's happening. It's not theoretical. We're not talking about down the road. You saw the video clip. John Kerry announced earlier in June that we're now going to be targeting American agriculture. What happens is these politicians, and yes, even Republican politicians, sign on to these UN climate treaties and UN climate reports. Not so much George W. Bush, not Donald Trump, but certainly George H.W. Bush. But at these summits, and of course with Obama and Biden, they sign on to, along with these other politicians, I'll limit the Earth's temperature to 2 degrees. And I'll limit up to 1.5 degrees, and we'll double down on net zero. Like modern witches arguing over how they're going to fine-tune the Earth's climate. Well, this grandstanding has real consequences, because they then have net zero goals, a treaty that they sign, like the U.S. and Paris Agreement, they go home. In the case of the Netherlands, where they wanted to eliminate up to almost 12,000 family-run small farms before the farmers fought back, a court ordered that they had to comply with these net zero commitments. And this is what's now happening both in our automotive industry and our food and energy industry. We've committed ourselves, and now we're forced to come out and start reorienting every aspect of society. This is the intentional collapse of food, agriculture, energy, and to boot our free speech, so we can't complain about it. So what's happening right now, as we go forward, is the United States just approved lab-grown meat. The United States is approving insects. And we have John Kerry now expanding this. They're already decimating farming in Australia, in Canada. We're seeing the results of it in all throughout Europe. And we saw the results of it in Sri Lanka, where the World Economic Forum touted their big non-modern organic, return to organic farming. And, of course, the whole country, the presidential palace, was overrun. So there's an old Chinese problem. proverb, when there's food on the table, there are many problems. When there's no food, there's only one problem. And right now, we are facing a situation where they're creating intentional chaos and scarcity to force us to look, as they're saying, to buy insects, to buy this lab-grown meat. And we even have elementary school kids in Europe, the United States, Australia. They're giving kids these cricket-based snacks that look like potato chips, oil, seasoning, and they're told, and this is the exact quote, to go home and pester their parents that insects are good to eat. This is how they're doing a psyop, both globally, and they're aiming at the kids. They're giving kids, and kids are more likely to eat a bug today than any adult. They're pushing this throughout public schools.
Welcome back, folks. The food war. Do you know that, you should go look this stuff up, you don't have to believe me, there are places where, legislation where you can't even keep water in your bathtub. You can't store water. You can't drill your own well. In some cases, it is illegal for you to sell your own food. Like if you were to grow tomatoes and you want to give some to your neighbor or you have a garden, it's illegal to do that. In some places, it's illegal to have a garden. The craziness is going on right now. They don't want you to be self-sustaining. That is what, this is Agenda 2030 is what I think they're calling it. Ask yourself, what is your God-given right? If I'm born and I want to eat, I'm going to go shoot a squirrel or an armadillo or something. I'm going to do, or I'm going to grow my own food, or I'm going to find wild foods that are out there. Everything's put on this planet for a reason. So suddenly, because of these elitists, cattle are no good, so they're going to cull the herds, and you're going to eat what they tell you to eat. You're going to eat lab-grown meat, and you're going to eat bugs, and you're going to enjoy it. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to trick your kids into making you do it. We're going to guilt your kids into guilting you to do it. We're going to act through your own children. They're using your children against you in this education system.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of the grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. A new video shows former Trump advisor Roger Stone apparently plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. There's been no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. The death toll from the Maui wildfire now up to 111. Hawaii officials say only 38% of the burn zone had been searched as of yesterday afternoon. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Targeting agriculture, targeting everything. Everything necessary for human survival is being looked at. And in effect, how do we force you into a behavior pattern that we want you to capitulate to? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to. Who are you listening to? You may be talking to me. Kevin Jackson, don't you be telling me this bad stuff. Is it any wonder that suicides are up during the time of Biden? Wow, man. I want you to picture this world. I'm thinking this dystopian world where I've seen movies where people change their eyeballs out because they got bad social credit. Or they try to hide their DNA because they want to get a different status in life. Or you can get more life added to your life if you're willing to give up something. I think that movie was called In Time with Justin Timberlake or somebody. I just... Soylent Green? I mean, do you really think Hollywood is that creative? Or do you think this is the stuff coming out of think tanks? The stuff coming out of labs that black labs that we don't know. I'm not talking about the dogs. Labs where we don't know what's going on. And I'm thinking 30, 40 years ago when I was in engineering and looking at what could be designed and what was the possibilities and the processing power and the memory capacity and how much in the last decade things have accelerated to such a degree that we've mapped the human genome. We know how to solve every disease that's out there, yet we have more pills, we have more side effects, and we can't seem to get anything right. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Folks, this is not targeting Trump. This is targeting us. All these things that are happening right, I would say under our nose, it's right in front of our face. Gain of function research, Fauci says, we're not doing that. He literally lies right in front of Congress and says, I don't care what you see, I don't care what you've heard, I don't care what the evidence proves. I'm not doing it. And he is doing it. It's insanity what's happening. I'm afraid to know. I mean, I thought Tom Clancy was ahead of the game in the hunt for Red October with the nuclear sub, with the silent propulsion system. Holy crap, man. That book, how old is that? 20, 30 years old now? What do we have now? Ways, how many clever ways can we kill you? Can we modify you? Can we get you to think a particular way? Global climate change has become the panacea for everything. It is the way leftists grab money no matter what. Global climate change, net zero. We got to get down to zero emissions of using the grid. Okay, what are you going to do for Vaseline and lubricants and things that are mechanical stuff? How are you going to get to net zero? Please, somebody tell me. I sound like George Michael. Somebody tell me. That was horrible, but I'm a horse. Won't you tell me, boom, why I work so hard for you? I do feel like George Michael. Will somebody tell me why I work so hard for you? Got to give me money. Oh, it's about money and power. And the people that want to grow lab meats, that want you not to be able to have a cow. And I don't mean it like I had a cow, man. I was so mad. I'm talking about they don't want you to have cattle. They don't want you to go harvest your own meat, grow anything. They don't want you to fish. They don't want you to grow your own farm stuff. They will limit your water, your air, all of it. If they could. Think about it. What is a smart meter? It limits your ability to control your environment. You have control. If you make money, I have friends, they have a card for their, we live in Phoenix here. They have a card, and they're not rich. So what they do is, when they don't want the kids to be jacking with the thermostat, they pull the card out. And that way, you can't be lowering it to 72, which is cold in Arizona. Most people keep it at 78, because the differential between 110 and 78 is big, right? So you come in, you're like, boo, it's kind of chilly in here, 78. Now, somewhere else, you might think 78's hot. It's a matter of personal choice. It's a matter of you controlling your environment. Well, how dare someone let you control your environment when some bureaucrat can do it for you? And they can say, this is the temperature everybody will have, whether you're hot, you're cold. Doesn't matter. 78. In Texas, you're burning up. You're like, whoa, so who tried to kill me? 78 in Alaska. You're like, hey, this is comfy. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Here's a clip. You're going to love this clip. If you don't think that they're trying to go after your food supply, check out how artificial, and this is what, when you think of AI and what Klaus Schwab said, if we don't, artificial intelligence, we don't need to vote. We know who you'll want to elect. So he already knows the outcome of the elections. Well, here's how they're going to know how we won't need as many cows, how they can get rid of all the cows that the guy talked about in the Netherlands, where they wanted to shut down 12,000 cattle farms. Or another group that says we're going to get rid of 200,000 cattle because we're not going to need them. And the Germans are limiting your sausage. Here's why they can do it.
Okay, so I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat. Right, and if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, "Wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it." I'm one of those, by the way. So you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about. So there, we have these intolerance to. So I, for example, have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Is that scary or what? They've mapped the human genome. They've studied. Why do you think they studied ticks and leeches and all these other animals? You think it was for the betterment of you? Oh, it is, the way they define it. The human engineering of you. They get to play God. Scientists get to play God. So, just like you have a milk intolerance, we can give you a bovine intolerance. So you don't want to eat meat. You're allergic to it. You may want to eat it, but it makes you throw up. It makes you heave, whatever. And the tick that will bite you and makes you not want to eat milk. Eat meat. They've already got that, right? They already know that exists. Why? Because they've been studying ticks. You thought it was to help you, right? You thought it was to get rid of Lyme disease or something. No. They're studying these things because they want to human engineer you. Now, I want you to reflect back on what Klaus Schwab said. With artificial intelligence and digital technology, we can do prescriptive. So in other words, if I can engineer you on what I want you to eat, do you think I might be able to do something that engineers you on what I want you to think? Holy crap, I feel like I'm in the peripheral. I talked about that show. It was a year, 2030, and it was a whole different set of things. I mean, people could... They had these robots that were practically human. If you had said to me 50 years ago that there would be such a thing as a cyborg, I would have said, you're crazy. If you said it to me 40 years ago, I would have said you're crazy. If you said it to me 30 years ago, I would have said you're crazy. You say it to me today, I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen. There will be artificial people that you can barely tell that are different from a human being. And they're going to be engineered to like a tortoise. They're going to outlast any human being. It's only the electronics is going to be the limiting factor to them. And are they going to run the world? I don't know. But it's going to be a very different world in 50 years. Very different. A scary world to some degree. And I'm not the type of person that doesn't embrace technology. I love technology. I freaking love it. I love what it can do for you. But here's what I don't understand. Why are we not using it for the greater good of man? Why do we still have side effects on all these medicines when I know these guys can solve the problem? Why are we creating viruses with gain of function that are going to do more harm than good? They're going to kill people. We know this. Don't pretend. We know it. They're being engineered to kill people to limit production. Let me say what the world is telling us. They're telling us we aren't going to need as many people, and the ones we do need, we're going to create. And you know what we're going to build? We're going to build this utopian society that is made of elites, thinkers, people that the elites right now deem worthy, and the rest of us are just going to be here for the entertainment purposes of these folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Been hearing a lot about these Maui fires.
I hadn't covered them at all. I've been to that Maui multiple times. Love the island. Lahaina is where the fires broke out. The very first time I went to Hawaii, I stayed in Kihei, which is I believe north of Lahaina. And Lahaina. So there's Kihei, then Lahaina, then Kaanapali. And Kaanapali was the newer area. It's not anymore, but it was a newer area where all the new hotels were going up. So you could go in like the Four Seasons and things like that. Where Lahaina was sort of the up-and-coming area, was a more established area, but that's where you would go to whale watch and things like that. And Kihei was a very old area of Maui, smaller houses. One of my buddies owned a condo complex there, so the first time I went, I stayed in his condo complex. A three-bedroom condo he gave me for $70 a night, and I went with good friends of mine, Gary and Donna, and another couple. So anyway, we're in Hawaii having a great time. Love it. I know the area pretty well. Drove over to the, you know, the seven sacred pools and on the other side of the island to see the black sand beaches and what have you. And, of course, all the waterfalls. It's beautiful, beautiful place. And been back multiple times since. I stayed. Last time we went, we took my wife's father, who's now passed away, but it was a bucket list item for him. We rented a house, and we stayed where we could watch the beach, see the whales. It was right off of a golf course. I got to golf. And so I'm very familiar with the island. Now, this was post-COVID, and there were still some restrictions, but no, it was, for the most part, it was okay. Had a good time. My father-in-law thought it was not that big of a deal, but it was on his bucket list, and it was off. And I will say this, it would have been a lot more fun without him because he couldn't do a lot. He was, you know, he had an oxygen thing on. He couldn't go parasail. Couldn't do anything with water. So I can see why it was a little boring for him to some degree. And when we drove to, Hana, it was a long drive that was very uneventful because the island had changed quite a bit. I'm just giving this as background so you understand I know the island. Golf there with a buddy of mine, who's a doctor who I met at an event in Florida, believe it or not. And just, I love it. And then I find out it's burning. And I heard, okay, it's burning. Forest fires happen everywhere, so it's burning. In fact, ironically, the last time we were there, there were fires. It had burned. And it was, the smoke was coming across the road as we were headed from, where were we? I think we were headed from Lahaina towards Kaanapali. And that, so I see these pictures. I see the very road we're on, and these cars are completely burned. People were jumping into the ocean in order to save their lives. And where they were jumping into the ocean, I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't like a slanted beach. It was like right into the surf. It was deep water. So it had to be a lot for these people to go, I got to get into the water. But they did. And I mean, it just burned these cars. So Lahaina has been completely burned. Now, again, I'm thinking it's just another fire. It happens in nature. It's the nature of the beast. It happens in California far too often. And I'm thinking, well, in Hawaii, where all these leftists are in charge, that who knows? But then I started looking at how people were. And by the way, there's fires in Houston, too. I didn't notice this. Late. I mean, so I'm getting to the story of Hawaii late, and Houston's burning. You know, I guess, you know, it was 3 or 4 days later. Houston, I'm looking at this thing of Houston, and it's burning. And I'm going, whoa, what's going on? I'd never seen that kind of a fire in Houston, Texas. And so people are wondering. This massive fire, not caused by a volcano in Hawaii. And one of the pictures, it was a complete, perfect ellipse of the fire. And a huge ellipse. I'd have to guess how many acres, but it was a lot. Fires don't burn like that. They don't burn in perfect geometric shapes. So people are wondering. Well, there's a clip of this lady, and she's talking about why they couldn't do certain things in Lahaina and what's happening. So here's the clip. You can judge for yourself whether you believe this to be true, but here's this woman talking about the situation in Hawaii.
I'm Raylene and located in Maui. I live in Kihei and I wanted to share some local updates. Shocking, or maybe not. About the fires, did you hear that the government of Hawaii states their goal is to rebuild and make the entire island of Maui the first smart island? They want the entire island governed by AI. It's outlined in the Hawaii Digital Government Summit of 2023 that they plan to host next month on September 25th, 2023 on Maui. Wow. Now they're going to come to the rescue for this horrible problem. And last January in 2023, there was a smart city conference in Maui to turn Maui, again, into the smart city island, pushing everything electric, making 15-minute smart cities. And there was also a contract last year to build a high-rise condo complex and businesses in Lahaina. which was a historic town that couldn't have any new development in this area. But now it's demolished. So now I guess they have to rebuild, right? We spent the morning trying to find places to volunteer to help. We feel helpless. There's so much going on. There's people who need assistance. We went to the War Memorial Shelter, which has, we learned, has been taken over by FEMA. They've taken a whole bunch of supplies. People do not know where they're going. They don't trust that they're actually going to be delivered to people in need. In past FEMA situations, after disasters, they found containers full of supplies that were never given to the people. And if you go to the War Memorial, people are being told to go there if you need assistance. They are turning everyone away, saying that it's not a distribution center. It's a shelter, and unless you're checked into this shelter, you will receive nothing.
I stopped it there because I think you get the gist of it. The government of Hawaii wants Maui to be a smart island. Governed by AI, they're going to have a digital summit there in 2023. And as she says, to the rescue! There you go. When is it you can make the biggest change? What was it that Rahm Emanuel said? Let no crisis go to waste. You make the biggest change when you have the biggest crisis. So now, humanitarian need. We've got to get aid. All these people, we need to rebuild. We got to do this quickly. It has to be better. And they give you all this sense of urgency as they implement the 15-minute cities. And if you haven't been around on that, we're doing a tour of Arizona. AZ Free and myself are doing a tour of Arizona. And we're going to be talking about 15-minute cities and these road diets that they're putting you on. They are squeezing you out of your car. They want you to live within a certain geography. Think about where you live now from a neighborhood perspective. You could drive 50 miles away. And then you know what happens once you start arriving and you get off the road. You're going to see the QT. You're going to see a dry cleaner. You're going to see the, you know, all the same stores, right? There's going to be a couple of restaurants. All these corporations, they get together and they say, where are you going to put your Subway? Well, when you put your Subway there, I'm going to put my grocery store. I'm going to put this. And they practically all work together. I promise you, these companies, they know each other. They buy the same real estate. They could, for all intents and purposes, they could hire the government to say, where do you want the next KFC, Subway, Pop, whatever, and they won't let two competing Popeyes, you know, like a Popeyes in the churches or Popeyes in the Kentucky or whatever. The smaller chains get certain things, the bigger ones get this. But go look at almost any neighborhood. If they just drop you in, you'll think, oh, this looks like, you know, Lexington, Kentucky. Nope. It's Phoenix, you know, it's Goodyear, Arizona. They all look the same. The same, other than, you know, there's some chains that are unique to, say, Arizona, like the grocery store. It might not be Wawa's gas station. Instead, it's QT because they have Wawa's in Florida. But, or it may not be Shamrock's or whatever, which is what they have in Texas. Or it could be 7-Eleven's or something like that. But outside of that, it's the same stuff. So we've already relegated ourselves to some degree, but we have freedom of movement. If I want to go check out something in a whole other area, I can. I might drive. What if I'm going over to a baseball game and I got 2 hours to kill before the game starts and I want to, you know, go sit at a restaurant, a different restaurant, or check out a movie or something like that? I should be able to do that, right? Well, they want to tax it. They want to limit you. They want to say, nope, you're going to stay inside your geography. You have no reason to go out. What's your kid doing playing a baseball game 50 miles away anyway? What are you, a climate denier? You know, 15-minute smart cities. So they weren't able to build this high-rise in Lahaina, but now they can. Now Lahaina, Hawaii, can implement its evil plan for 15-minute cities that they didn't want to do because they wanted to preserve, dare I say, conserve the pristine nature of Lahaina. Not anymore. Well, it's fair game now because it's a crisis. Out of the tragedy, right? We got to figure out how to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.